Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After spending months as the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, New York is now reporting zero fatalities from COVID-19, and Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to keep it that way. Today, he said he was worried that all the gains made in his state could be jeopardized by the surging number of infections across much of the rest of the country.
Now, New York's problem is we have the infection coming from other states back to New York. We're worried about our infection rate going up because of people coming from other states where the infection rate is higher.
Today, Florida recorded an additional 12,600 new cases, the second highest daily toll of new infections since the start of the outbreak. One of the most controversial team names in American professional sports is no more. Today, the NFL's Washington Redskins announced they're ending their long fight to defend the team name that has been widely rejected as a racial slur. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
In a statement, the team announced it will be retiring the Redskins' name and logo. The team did not announce a new name. Reportedly, there are trademark and licensing issues to work through. Some of the more popular choices recently mentioned include the Red Wolves, Warriors, or Red Tails, a nod to the World War II African-American fighter squadron, the Tuskegee Airmen. Pressure has grown recently to finally change the 87-year-old name after decades of protest against it. The team was well aware of the nationwide demonstrations against racial injustice and symbols of that injustice following the police killing of George Floyd. Also, the team's major sponsors, such as FedEx and Pepsi, stated they wanted Washington to make a change. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Federal executions are on hold. Today, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan ordered the delay just hours before Daniel Lewis Lee was to become the first person since 2003 to be executed on the federal level. The Justice Department is appealing. Hong Kong democracy activist Nathan Law has arrived in London after fleeing the former British colony where China's imposed a new security law. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
Law says the new security legislation targets activists like him who advocate overseas to support Hong Kong democracy. Law has urged other countries to develop a strategy to confront what he calls China's, quote, expansionist authoritarianism. In response to the new measure, the United Kingdom says it will offer up to nearly 3 million Hong Kongers a route to British citizenship. A UK immigration consultancy tells the BBC it's receiving hundreds of requests a day from Hong Kongers looking to move here. The citizenship offer has worsened already bad relations with Beijing. Chinese government has threatened unspecified consequences if Britain goes ahead. China's also warned the UK not to cut the controversial Chinese telecom giant Huawei out of the development of the country's 5G network.
This is NPR. In California, the Ventura County Sheriff's Department tweets a body has been found in Lake Piru, where former Glee actress Naya Rivera went missing last week while boating. Earlier in the day, she and her 4-year-old son were seen boarding a pontoon. The child was found sleeping in the boat, but local authorities say they believe Rivera encountered strong currents while swimming in the lake. Actress Kelly Preston has died. She had breast cancer. Today, actor John Travolta, who was married to Preston for nearly 3 decades, shared news of his wife's passing. Kelly Preston was 57 years old. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
In Jerry Maguire, Kelly Preston plays Jerry's bullish fiancé, Avery, who punches him when he breaks off the engagement.
I won't let you hurt me, Jerry. I'm too strong for you, loser.
Preston was born in October 1962 in Honolulu. She rose to fame after her role in the 1988 Arnold Schwarzenegger-Danny DeVito comedy Twins. She met John Travolta shortly thereafter on the set of a film, and by 1991, they were married. The couple had 3 kids together. Their eldest son, Jet, died at age 16 after a seizure in 2009. In a social media post announcing Preston's death, Travolta writes, quote, "She fought a courageous fight with the love and support of so many." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
And expressions of condolences and tributes continue to pour in for Kelly Preston and her family. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.